right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, Evan, before we go to the phone lines, is this on Joe Biden? Because there now happens to be a bunch of student loans or holders of student loans who are saying that Joe Biden promised to address the student loan issue early on. It's one of the reasons they voted for him. And now he's turned back on that and they're kind of making threats. Man, is it on Joe Biden? I mean,
we have to be careful with that verbiage. On Joe Biden is a relative term. I feel like we can hold him to some statements that he made on the campaign trail. You know, he made some promises. That being said, the other options don't provide this for us. Donald Trump does not provide this for us. So we need to be careful as far as holding to account, trying to get the best that we can.
Well,
but we don't throw someone away because of this.
And when people blame Joe Biden alone, why is the Congress and the Senate, why haven't they addressed it? They certainly could make something happen along those lines. Why is it solely one man's responsibility?
Because the Congress are the same people that bought these bundled up student loans. So, you know, they bought them as a money-making tool. It's pretty gross. It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Oh, let's go to the phone lines, man. Who do we have on first?
Yeah, first up, we've got John from Janesville.
Hey, John, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. What do you say, man?
This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. There's a lot of things I'd like to say about it. I, too, graduated from the UW system in the 80s, and the cost was very reasonable. And I had some student loans, and I could talk about all that also. But One thing I think, you know, you're kind of bashing on the schools, the universities a little bit in the cost, and I think we need to look where it's coming from. And back in the 80s, when I went to school, the state funded the university system like 40%.
Sure.
And now we're less than 17%.
Oof.
And that had to be made up somewhere. So it went in through tuition increases. Well, Walker got in then and said, no more tuition increases. So we haven't had tuition increases at the state system for, 10 years or more, and at the two-year system for more than that. We're starving these universities this way. And yet,
well, let me say this to you, John. In the 80s, there were many corporations, Fortune 500 corporations in the state that could also assist with giving those, paying the taxes to make sure that the universities, could defer some of those costs. So, you know, it's a different world. It's a different time. And so because of those entities, again, that were here, that could help put the bill long since gone, where's the state going to get the resources to do that?
Well, I think you're right. I think we need to look at the taxes and the tax system. I mean, Walker went through and now we've got big corporations that aren't paying their fair share.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things. And
yeah.
If I can make.
No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, there are a lot of different reasons. There's no question. I don't know if you're going to find a whole lot of sympathy for people who, you know, like you, decades ago, paid off their student debts. Because I've heard this conversation. Well, I paid mine. And so why should they get a break that we didn't get? I mean, I hear this.
I do got to say, your point is a cogent one as far as there's a difference between wanting the best for us and looking at the reality of the situation and dealing with what we have, which we got to find. Right. We got to split the difference between that, you know.
So let me say this to you guys, because I know as I listen to the pros and cons of this, from people who are older and who didn't get a break along the way, their response is always, we paid ours. You know, we paid ours.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's true. And I did pay mine, right? But I didn't have much to pay. And I do feel bad for a lot of these people. I agree with you. And I think the student loan situation's horrible.
Yeah, because it is.
My loan, when I had my loan, the interest rate was practically nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when I was in school, I didn't pay interest while I was in school. And I had 6 months or whatever after I was out of school before I had to start paying it.
So it really makes little sense at all for a nation to charge. When you go across the globe, higher education is free almost everywhere. It makes little sense for a nation that wants to make sure that its population is educated to do everything that it can to penalize those who go after higher education. That makes no sense at all to me.
No, it doesn't. Because, well, educated people make the society better, right?
Yeah.
And
I mean, look at what happens. Look at what China has been able to do, and India. Nations that didn't have many educated people, and because of the fact that they made a decision that we are a better society with our people educated, look at how they've been able to turn around their societies. You know, yeah. Because their educations are free. And nobody can tell me that this nation can't afford higher education for its people, and that we wouldn't be better off. You know, maybe spend a little less on military, and we'd be able to get that done. Thank you, John, very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Appreciate the conversation. Evan, we got to go to a break.
We're on our way.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.